This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
So now another question that, again, many of us ask. Why didn't Adam stay in Jannah? Why did we have to come down to earth? Answer in the Quran. وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةَ وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ فَتَكُونَا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Basically, we said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Adam, uskun, stay temporarily, you and your wife, in Jannah. Eat from Jannah anywhere you want, raghadan, plenty, enjoy. But don't get close to this tree, otherwise you will become from the wrongdoers. So this is the scene. Jannah is all theirs. Live as you want, enjoy as you want, except one thing. Don't do it. Now, who came in? Shaytan. فَأَزَلَّهُمَ الشَّيْطَانُ مِنْهَا فَأَخْرَجَهُمَا مِمَّا كَانَا فِيهِ وَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌّ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَى حِينٍ. So Shaytan made them leave. He lured them. And once they left, Allah says, go down. You're going to live in this earth. بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ. Some of you will be the enemy of the others, to the others. And you will stay in this earth. You will have a place to settle and enjoy, but for a certain time. And then, فَتَلَقَّى أَدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. And then, Adam repented, asked for repentance. Allah accepted his repentance. فَتَلَقَّى أَدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. Allah verily is all the one who accepts repentance. So what is this? What does this teach me? The question I asked, why did they leave Jannah? The answer is, they disobeyed Allah. But why did Allah put this story in the Quran, and what is it teaching me? Number one, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me an order, there is a wisdom and a hikmah. Number one, most commonly, it is not good for me, in general, as a human being. But now you're going to say, it's a tree. Why did Allah tell them not to eat from them? Allah is teaching you and me through this story of Adam and Hawa that we have a willpower, we have a choice, and we need to apply this willpower and choice in the way that pleases Allah. Otherwise, if I'm going to be following everything I like, everything I want, regardless if Allah likes it or don't, then I'm not going to be different from any other creature that Allah created with no brain and with no wisdom. The most important lesson for you and me to learn is how Shaytan operates. What he came to them, he didn't tell them, don't eat, otherwise you will leave Jannah. Don't eat, otherwise you are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the contrary, because when Allah says to Adam and Eve, uskun, sakan in the Arabic language, usually you stay in a place temporary. It's not permanent. Permanent is for us all, inshallah, later, after we believe and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, permanently we'll stay in Jannah. But at that point, for them, it was temporary. One of the tricks Shaytan used to make and lure Adam and Hawa to disobey Allah is actually in another verse in Surah Al-A'raf. قَالَ مَا نَهَاكُمَا رَبُّكُمَا عَنْ تِلْكُمَا شَجَرَتِي إِلَّا أَنْ تَكُونَا مَلَكَيْنِ أَوْ تَكُونَا مِنَ الْخَالِدِينَ. He said, Allah told you, don't eat from this, right? Because he doesn't want you to stay forever. Basically, if you want to stay forever in Jannah, eat. And this is the way Shaytan operates on you and me. He beautify the disobedience of Allah in a way that makes me feel I am obeying Allah. That's a very important message of this story for you and me in my daily life. When Shaytan whispers, and he whispers all the time, because in another verse, the same story, he said, فَوَسْوَسَ لَهُمَ الشَّيْطَانِ. He whispers. When Shaytan whispers, beautify the disobedience of Allah in a way that, oh, I'm really obeying Allah, be careful. That's number one. Number two, Jannah is permanent for me and you, inshallah, ameen. After I believe and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and goes against many of the things I like and enjoy, and Jannah will be permanent for me. Now, the most beautiful point here is although he disobeyed Allah, Sayyidina Adam, but Allah accepted his repentance, gives you hope. Don't despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment we disobey Allah, we acknowledge we disobeyed Allah. Turn to him, ask for forgiveness. Fatab alayhi, immediately, right away. He didn't say, well, I told you, no. You want repentance? Tab alayhi. And then he ends, innahu huwa tawwab ar-rahim. Verily, he is the tawwab, always accept repentance and all merciful. Gives me a lot of hope. Don't despair. There is a reason why Allah chose for Adam and Hawa to live for a short period in Jannah. And there's a reason why he taught me and you many places actually in the Quran, not only the two I shared with you, about how shaitan tricks a human being. But then don't lose hope. Use your willpower. Go against what shaitan is telling you. Fight shaitan fiercely. If we fail, and for sure, every now and then we will fail, don't despair. And may Allah make it easy for us.